So if we can't keep wildlife behind a fence and the population keeps expanding, it looks like we'll have to, in places, live together with animals. And while there's no silver bullet, we are working on it. But it's not all doom and gloom. India, one of the most densely populated countries in the world, has hundreds of Asiatic lions living very closely with people in an area called the Gir Forest. And apparently, this causes no conflict. To find out why, Georgia Mills hopped over to London Zoo, who are working closely with the people of the Gir to conserve the species and who have opened up a new enclosure called the Land of the Lions.
Lovely to meet you.
I'm Gitanjali Bhattacharya and I'm the program manager for South and Central Asia. This is the high street from Sasan Gir, which we've recreated. So you've got a little snapshot of what life would be like to live really close to the edge of Gir Forest in very close proximity to lions.
It is a bit like stepping abroad for a second. There's a sort of a market stall with loads of sandals. There's a mural with a painting of a lion. And then right next to us, well, behind glass is where the lions live, all very unlike what I'm used to at the zoo.
It's a very immersive exhibit and we've taken elements right from the conservation project and had teams come out and visit us in the Gir and taken snippets of it. So right here where we are standing is essentially the station platform. And for those of us who've been out there, essentially it's like going back in being on the station platform in Sasan.
Having lions roaming around the train station is not something I've ever really thought about on my commute to work, but having an enormous predator for a next-door neighbour is a reality for people in many parts of the world. Lions are living closer to farmland than ever before, which leaves farmers at risk of having their livestock killed, and then the lions at risk of being shot in retaliation. But apparently this conflict does not occur in the Gir. So what's going on in this patch of India that's so different?
For me, the Asiatic lion story is one of the greatest success stories for carnivore conservation anywhere in the world. We often hear about lions coming into conflict with humans in Africa and also big carnivores coming into conflict, even tigers coming into conflict with humans in India. Whereas for these lions, you have a local community in and around these areas that revere and worship the lions in their midst. You've got a very committed government that's doing everything it can to protect these lions.
You mentioned respect. They have respect for these lions, but respect alone isn't enough to stop a lion from eating you or stealing your crop. So what else is going on here to keep this working?
You have local communities that can tell lion behaviour very closely just from observing them, just a flick of a tail, just the way that a lioness may look up. The local community knows when the lion or lioness last hunted. So they're very, very attuned to the ecology of the species. And what they do is that they put their most productive livestock into the center of this herd and they put the unproductive cattle on the outside, essentially surrounding this. And that basically avoids conflict because they know that they accept the fact that they're going to lose some heads of livestock, but it is their most unproductive livestock and therefore you avoid the situation of conflict.
Talking with Gitanjali, there were two words that kept coming up, special and unique. And the relationship the locals have with the lions, it's a spiritual and a religious one. It is special. It's not seen elsewhere in the world, really. But it has a key part to play in the lack of conflict. So can this really be seen as a conservation success story if it can't be replicated elsewhere? Well, the lions in the Gir may be an exception to the norm, but Gitanjali feels that the key lessons, like working with local communities and education, can be applied elsewhere.
There's also daily lessons that we're learning in terms of rescue and rehabilitation of large cats. Leopards are a big issue around this area. So the lessons that we learn from the rescue and rehabilitation and movement of these large carnivores, lions and leopards included, are lessons that we're taking to the conservation projects that we do in other parts of the world, particularly in South Asia, which have a very similar cultural context.
Whether these lions are a conservation anomaly or not, I still really wanted to see one, so we went on the hunt.
I can spot a lion. We've come through the high street under the sort of temple-looking bit, and we've just approached a beautiful golden brown lioness prowling the territory. Who's this?
So this is Heidi here, who's one of our oldest lionesses, and there's two twins, Indy and Ruby, who you can hear.
Is that them roaring?
Yes.
That's fantastic. I don't think I've heard a lion roar before, so I'm very happy.
Well, you can hear lions roaring from about 5 kilometers away, so it's quite a powerful sound, and I think you can sort of hear it echoing in your chest. So very, very special sound indeed. You can not help but to be amazed by the fact that you're just standing so close to a large predator.
Predator indeed. Seeing these giant animals up close really hammered it home. You do not want to mess with these guys. But while I was safe behind glass, that is never the case for the people who live in the Gir Forest.
So this is one of the Maldhari huts, and these are people that live within the forest. And I just find it astonishing how close some of these children get to Asiatic lions. I know if my six-year-old got anywhere that close to lions, I would be terrified.
And there you have it. These lions can kill people. So what if the worst happens? How do you reconcile the need to save these animals from extinction against a human life? Again, these lions seem to be something of an anomaly.
It's a really interesting story in the Gir. And actually, you have to be there to be able to imbibe the culture of the people, as well as to be able to understand the deep an enormous amount of respect that they have for these large predators. I have been in Gujarat when there has been incidents of a 25-year-old being killed, and the chief wildlife warden got called out, and he went instantly. There was a huge media frenzy around somebody so young being killed by a lioness. And it was actually extraordinary, given the fact that somebody so young had died, that the people within the community were averse to this lioness being removed from their field, from within them, because the lioness had had cubs, and the local community felt very much a sense that it belonged to their community, and essentially protested against this lioness being moved just because somebody had come too close to it and didn't respect the boundaries that they believe in.
Gitanjala Patajara at ZSL London Zoo, showing Georgia Mills their fantastic Asiatic lions. It's nice to hear a success story in conservation, although I'm still not sure I'd be happy to conserve lions if one of them tried to eat me. Thanks to all of our other guests this week, Simon Hedges, Bhaskar Vera and Peter Cowley.
Now it's time for our question of the week. And Connie, you've been looking into Lebahang's question.